You are listening to the She Runs the Show podcast with Cassandra Vaughn, episode 342, the solo series.
I don't know what you heard, but she runs the show.
Are you ready to say goodbye to distraction, analysis paralysis, and shiny object syndrome and say hello to laser-focused, consistent, daily, massive action, DMA? If you said yes, check out my online course, the Daily Massive Action Masterclass. In this course, you will learn my daily massive action system that you can use to plan, prioritize, and take consistent daily massive action on your biggest life goals. If being consistent is something you struggle with, this course is definitely for you. Learn more by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Again, learn more about the Daily Massive Action Masterclass by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 342 of the She Runs the Show podcast. Cassandra Vaughn with you here. I am so thrilled to talk about today's episode, which is 6 profound business lessons from Niecy Nash-Betts' Emmy Awards acceptance speech. I would have loved to have made that a shorter title, but there's just no way. It all needed to be in there because I used to be somebody, especially when I was an actress and a screenwriter pitching in LA, I used to be somebody who would watch every single Emmys, Oscars, Golden Globe, you name it, the whole thing. Every award season, I would watch it. And I haven't really in the last, I'd probably say 7 or 8 years. And something came up for me. I don't know where it was. Maybe it was Instagram or it was on the news or somewhere. But Niecy Nash-Betts won the Emmy in 2024. This is if you're listening to this a long time from now. And I would just say before we even dive into this episode, because her acceptance speech was so profound, there was just so much in it, which we're going to break down even just a tad bit of it in today's episode. But it was so amazing that I would say if you do not know who she is, number one, you need to follow her on Instagram, Niecy Nash-Betts. If you have not been a witness to her work in acting, which I have loved so many of the things she's done, please look her up on, oh my goodness, I almost forgot what it is, but it's an actor's website where you can find out what they've done. Wikipedia is one, but that's not the one I'm thinking of. But look her up, IMDb. Look her up on IMDb. Watch her stuff. She is amazing, period, hands down. Her acceptance speech for the Emmy was, I have never witnessed anything like it. It was profound on multiple levels. And I'm going to use today's episode to really pull out 6 profound business lessons that I took from her Emmy Award acceptance speech. It was amazing. It was literally amazing. So that's what we're talking about today. 6 profound business lessons from Niecy Nash-Betts' Emmy Award acceptance speech. Long title, but absolutely all of that needed to be in there. So let me start with a little history. I have a saved playlist. I don't even know if it's called a playlist, but a saved collection. That's what it is. I have a saved collection on Instagram that I call Every Morning. And typically every morning, I try to listen to at least 1 or 2 of those short videos. And one of the videos that I found somewhere on Instagram at some point in this Every Morning collection that I have on Instagram is Niecy Nash-Betts being interviewed. And I listened to it because it's so powerful. And I'm going to give you what she said in that particular interview, which is a lead up to what she said in her acceptance speech. But in that interview that I listen to very often as part of my morning routine, Niecy Nash-Betts says the following. 3 words I've lived by in my career are no matter what. I believe that thing. And I think that's why it's called self-esteem. Not us esteem or them esteem, because you don't need anybody to believe the call on your life but you. And once you have laid hold of that thing, you press toward that mark, no matter what. And I put that in my Every Morning collection on Instagram because every morning I like to start the day reminding myself about my own level of self-belief, my own level of self-trust. I have Louise L. Hay in that collection. just things that remind me, you know who you are, you know what you want, go after it today. That's essentially the theme of that Every Morning collection. And so I remember her saying that, Niecy Nash-Betts, no matter what, right? You believe that thing. And once you have laid hold of that thing, you press toward that mark, no matter what. So I don't know why I was even a bit surprised that her Emmy Award acceptance speech was like, I literally, it was so amazing. I couldn't even speak. It was so profound and so hard hitting in terms of it was a profound lesson in what it takes to succeed on any level, on all levels. And so during the 2024 Emmy Awards, Niecy Nash-Betts won the Emmy for supporting actress in a limited or anthology series or movie. And she won the Emmy for Dahmer, Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story, which I haven't watched as of yet, but I'm going to put that on my list of things to watch. Her Emmy Award acceptance speech was filled with so much wisdom and so much business education. This is why this episode came about. Because I was like, there is stuff in business that have to be parsed out from what she said, both in her acceptance speech and also after the acceptance speech, she was given a question by an interviewer. And the way she answered that is where I'm pulling those two together so that we can talk on this episode about six profound business lessons that you can take from Niecy Nash-Betts Emmy Award acceptance speech. And so we're going to talk about those six particular lessons because they were amazing is not even the right word. Amazing is not even the right word. So let's talk about the six profound business lessons that I took away from her Emmy Award acceptance speech and that I hope you also take away from it as well. The first lesson, first business lesson is this: the universe has your back and is deserving of your gratitude every step of the way. I'll just throw that in there. Not just when you get the Emmy, not just when you do the thing, not just when you hit the revenue mark in your business. Know at all times whether you are just starting a business or you're, you know, in the middle of really considering whether you're going to end doing the business, that the universe has your back and is deserving of your gratitude every step of the way. One of the first things that Niecy Nash-Betts said in her acceptance speech was, "Thank you to the Most High for this divine moment." That was the very first entity that Niecy thanked. And the business lesson in that is that sometimes we are building our businesses and we're building them in a vacuum. We feel like we are alone in the journey. We feel like nobody knows what we're going through. We feel like, man, I feel all alone, especially if you're building an online business, you're in your home office, you don't have a team yet. You feel very alone on the journey. And this first piece of her acceptance speech was a clear reminder to me of two things. One, the universe has my back, which means I'm never alone, by the way. The universe has your back. That means even in moments when you feel alone, you are actually not alone at all. You are covered on all sides. You are protected on all sides. There is a greater force than anything on this earth that is rooting for your win. So that is very helpful when you're building a business and you feel alone. The universe has your back. And the universe is deserving of your gratitude in every moment, well before you get the Emmy, well before you hit the revenue mark in your business. So it's really important to know that there is a power greater than you that is rooting for you at all times, at all times. So business lesson number one from Niecy's Emmy Award acceptance speech is the universe has your back and is deserving of your gratitude every step of the way on your business journey. Lesson number two, this was a big one. I've written a whole book about it, Inner Circle or Inner Cage. I wrote a whole book about this one, but it hit home again. It was like, okay, universe, send me another reminder of this one. It hit home again. Business lesson number two from Niecy's acceptance speech was this: find your tribe and love them hard. Find your tribe and love them hard. The second thing Niecy did in her acceptance speech was she acknowledged her tribe, including every single person that voted for her, by the way, not just her, those closest to her, but every person that voted for her, her spouse and partner in life who picked her up, her, I'm sure, managers, you know, talent, all of the things that really believed in her when she would audition for roles, and those casting did not necessarily think she could do those roles. But she acknowledged her tribe, And this is the business lesson that I think is super important. You've got to find your tribe and love them hard. You need to have an inner circle, 3 to 5 people that see you, that get you, that really are on your side. And if you are not surrounded by people who see you and get you, if you do not have an inner circle, if you're like, I live in the middle of Antarctica and there's nobody with the level of business vision that I have, then I would say it's time for you to find your tribe, to make time to find your tribe. But it's also time to make sure that even if you don't yet have your tribe, you are not keeping people in your inner circle who are actually making your inner circle, as I put in my book, an inner cage, right? Who are not holding you back as opposed to lifting you up. That is the true testament to you having found your tribe. Your tribe, when they are for you, they lift you up. They do not hold you back. They do not press you down. If you are surrounding yourself with people who are holding you back or pressing you down, guess what? Not your tribe. Not your tribe at all. So business lesson number 2 from Niecy's acceptance speech is find your tribe and love them hard. Lesson number 3 from Niecy's acceptance speech. You've got to cultivate self-belief by cheering, clapping for, and recognizing your own brilliance every step of the way. At one point in her acceptance speech, Niecy said, you know who I want to thank? I want to thank me for believing in me and doing what they said I could not do. I don't think I've ever watched an acceptance speech by anybody who has won an Oscar or an Emmy or a Golden Globe where the person, the actor or actress winning that particular award, thanked themselves. And when I witnessed that with Niecy, I was like, how come we don't do that more? How come we don't cultivate our own sense of gratitude for the work we're putting in and the things we're doing? Why don't we clap for our damn selves on the regular? And so that is business lesson number 3. Even if you have not hit your Emmy Award acceptance moment yet in your business, start developing, cultivating the habit of self-belief that comes in the form of cheering, clapping for, and recognizing your own brilliance every single step of the way. Recognize yourself. You know, so often I hear people say, I don't feel seen. I don't feel heard. I don't feel like people get me. Well, do you get you? That's my question. Do you see you? Do you acknowledge you? Do you recognize you? Do you say to yourself, I did the damn thing. I did that. Because if you're not in the habit of consistently giving yourself positive reinforcement, how can you expect other people to be in the habit of doing that when you don't even do that for yourself? And yes, many of us haven't been taught to do that for ourselves, but this acceptance speech was a profound lesson and reminder to me that one of the ways we cultivate self-belief, not just affirmations in the mirror, one of the ways that we cultivate the belief in ourselves to move forward in business, to go to the next level in business, is we cheer, clap for, and recognize our own brilliance every single step of the way. Not just when we get the award, not just when we hit the revenue, every single step of the way we go, damn, you did that. You did, you showed out on that webinar, you send that email, damn, you did that. That is what we have to start doing for ourselves well before we ever expect other people to fill our I want to be seen and known and heard baskets. We need to do that for ourselves because then we set the example and the precedent for everybody else in our lives that this is how we will be treated. This is how we will be seen. This is how we will be heard, known, felt, experienced because we demonstrate by how we treat ourselves that this is the standard. So lesson number 3 from Niecy's acceptance speech is cultivate self-belief by cheering, clapping for, and recognizing your own brilliance every step of the way. This is lesson number 4 that I got from Niecy's acceptance speech, and it's this. Your work in the world gives a voice to many more people than you will ever know. Make sure you are using your voice, all of it. That last part is everything. Make sure you are using your voice, all of it. In her acceptance speech, Niecy said, I accept this award on behalf of every Black and brown woman who has gone unheard yet over-policed. And Niecy went on to say that she will be using her voice till the day she dies. Here is my question if you are building a business. Are you using your voice, all of it? Do you understand that the why for your business has to be bigger than you? It has to transcend your lifetime. It has to involve a legacy and a goal that reaches so many other people that in moments when you feel like you can't move forward with the next step, you can't keep trying, you can't keep going, you say to yourself, I cannot give up on this business because there are lives that need to be touched. There are generations that need to be helped, that if I close my mouth and shut my business down, they will not get what they need. I can't afford to not show up today. And it sounds extreme if you're someone who doesn't know the magnitude of your own brilliance. It sounds extreme, but I want you to think about this. The whole idea of the butterfly effect. One smile, one question, one encounter oftentimes changes a person's life, which then changes their family's life, which then changes their grandchildren's life. Like, you don't know in what moment your business and interaction with you is going to create that butterfly effect that long after you're no longer on this earth will still be having an impact. You have no idea. So why would you ever not use all of your voice? Why would you never not show up fully to the core of your life and to the core of your business? Why would you not give your business everything, knowing that there is a why much bigger than you? And here's the lesson. You need a why for succeeding in your business that will outlive you. And I don't mean simply your children. That is oftentimes a great why, but the dynamics of that relationship can change over the long term, good or bad. I mean bigger than your children, bigger than your great-grandchildren, bigger than just your immediate family. You need a why that will outlive you so that when you hit the tough spots in business, and if you're in business long enough, you will, you don't give up because you're like, well, this is just about me and this is just about my family and I could just go work for somebody else and it'll be fine. Your why is so much bigger than your immediate family that in those down moments you say, I cannot give this up and negatively impact so many other people who I may never meet, but who will be touched by my work. What if Viktor Frankl gave up? Let me ask you that. I'm not quite sure he thought that his book, Man's Search for Meaning, was going to be a game changer for generations well beyond his lifetime. But what if he'd given up in the camps? What if he'd given up in his work after the Holocaust? What if he'd never written the book? Do you see what I mean? Like, I'm not saying everybody's a Viktor Frankl, but I am saying there is a gift and a talent that each business owner has that every time a business owner gives up, you're not only impacting your family, you're impacting generations because your voice isn't out there. So business lesson number four that I took from Niecy's acceptance speech was that your work in the world gives a voice to many more people than you will ever know. Use your voice, all of it, all of it. Again, in business, to stay the course, because so much of it, of building a business is so hard, you need a why that will outlive you. To succeed in business, there has to be a legacy goal, something bigger than you that your success will benefit and who without your success will not have what they need. You need that why. So find it and then use your voice, all of it. Lesson number five that I took away from Niecy's acceptance speech for the Emmy is this. And this is one that I talk about a lot, but her response to a post-Emmy interview question really hit home on this. And here is business lesson number five. Your success will cost you. Recognize the sacrifices you're making and be proud of yourself for making those sacrifices now. So the video that I've seen is, and I don't know which reporter, but a reporter asked Niecy Nash this question. She said, during your acceptance speech, you thanked yourself and gave yourself the recognition you deserve, which is something, especially for Black women, can be a struggle to do. Why was it important for you to take that moment? So that's the question. Why was it important for you to thank yourself, essentially? And I absolutely adored Niecy's response because she said, I'm the only one who knows what it cost me. I'm the only one who knows how many nights I cried because I couldn't be seen for a certain type of role. I'm the only one who knows what it's like to go through divorce on camera and still have to pull up and show out, and you still gotta go home and you have children and a whole life. And so I'm proud of myself. I'm proud that I did something that people said I could not do because I believed in me. So often when we're building a business, we go through really hard times in the business, whether the business is not doing well, or we have to change something, or the hours that we're working to build the business and still not seeing things. And in those moments, when there's massive sacrifice going on with very little return on investment, very little ROI, every business owner has these moments where you're like, I just don't know that I keep doing this. And here is the business lesson from Nisi's acceptance speech. Your business success is going to cost you. That is a guaranteed part of the equation. It is going to cost you. And instead of looking at the sacrifices as, woe is me, or this is crushing me, or I must be failing at this because nothing is working, nothing is going as fast as I thought it would, remind yourself constantly that every sacrifice you are making is for the ultimate gain of your business success. And you cannot fail yourself by stopping here or look back and having made so many sacrifices and stopping at a certain point. Now, when you look back at those sacrifices, you're like, man, I did all of that in vain. It will all be done in vain if you give up at any point before you win, before you get to whatever is your equivalent of that Emmy acceptance, that Emmy award, whatever your equivalent in business is. You can't give up till you get there. And so the lesson is, yes, there are going to be massive costs to you. There's going to be the cost of time with your family because you're working on the business. There's going to be the cost of how much money you're putting into the business versus other things like vacations and homes. And your nerves are going to be shot at moments. You're going to be tired. There may be years where you're not making the money you feel like your efforts and actions should be bringing in. Your success is going to cost you. It is going to cost you sometimes sleepless nights. It is going to cost you nights where you cry. There is nothing about building a successful business, which takes years to do in most cases, that is not going to cost you a lot. And rather than seeing the cost as, oh, I'm being persecuted by the journey, or, oh, this is so hard for me, but so easy for other people, or, oh, I'm taking so long, why is this taking forever? It's really time to look at, this is the cost of investment. This is the price that has to be paid, and I'm strong enough to do it. You know why you have to believe in yourself? Because nobody knows what you go through each and every day as you build this business. Nobody but you knows. So why wouldn't you believe in yourself and be proud of yourself as you make the sacrifices, instead of looking at the sacrifices as, oh, this means I'm not doing a good job. Oh, this means I'm not failing. No, no, no. Failure is nothing more than learning and results, as Tony Robbins has said many, many times, learning and results. So instead of looking at it like, oh, this is so horrible. Oh, why did I start so late? Oh, why did I start this business too early? Or, oh, should I? No, business success costs every business owner something. And oftentimes it will cost you things for a very long time. Your success is going to cost you. Recognize the sacrifices you're making and be proud of yourself now. That is lesson number 5 from Nisi's acceptance speech. The 6th lesson that I took away from Nisi's acceptance speech is this. And this, by far, I would say this is probably the most important one that I took away. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself fiercely, unwaveringly, and relentlessly. Believe in yourself. Also, in response to that interviewer's question, Nisi said, I hope my speech was a delicious invitation for people to do just that. Believe in yourself and congratulate yourself. Sometimes you got to encourage what? Yourself. That's why it's not called mama esteem, them esteem, us esteem. It's called self-esteem, because don't nobody got to believe it but you. That last part is everything. Nobody has to believe in your business's ability to succeed but you. And here's the business lesson in that. You've got to believe in yourself now and back up that self-belief with daily massive action. If you are not doing the things you need to do in your business, i.e. your daily massive actions, that tells me you don't actually believe in you. So to say you believe in yourself but not back it up with DMA, clearly there is incongruity between what you say and what you actually feel, because your actions will always be evidence of what you actually feel is possible for you. So this whole believing yourself is not just going in the mirror and saying affirmations. It is not just saying, I know I can do it. I know I can do it. That's great. That's great. Where are your actions? Where are your 4 hours a day? Where is your one thing? Where is the calendar? How can I look at your calendar and see that you truly do believe in the success of this business by the hours you put in? Niecy didn't just say believe in yourself being a person who didn't put in the time and the work and the days and the years and the decades, plural, into her work. This is somebody who has believed nonstop for decades as she went on this acting journey, as she's still on the journey. And so what I'm saying is that it is not just what you say out loud, and it is not just what you say in a journal. Your belief is evinced, is demonstrated by the daily massive actions you do take or don't take, which would point to your not having belief. Again, to believe in yourself without investing the work that it takes is delusion. But to do all of this DMA, on the flip side, I'm going to give the flip of that, to do all of this kind of daily massive action stuff and not actually believe you're worthy of what you're working so hard for is also delusion. There are two types of delusion in this case. You say all the right things and say, I believe, but I look at your calendar and it's not backed up by DMA. That's consistent. That's a lot of time put into that business. That's delusion. On the flip side, some people will do all of this work and deep down they don't believe they can do it. That is also delusion, working so hard with no belief. The lesson in this, the believe in yourself fiercely, unwaveringly, and relentlessly is this. You've got to combine your faith in yourself with the taking of consistent, daily, massive action, and then let things unfold the way they will. You will get where you want to go if both your self-belief and your consistent, persistent, daily, massive actions are in check. You will not get there with one or the other. You need both. Your self-belief is in check, and it is backed and evinced and demonstrated by what I see on your calendar. You are doing the work every single day, day in and day out. If you have not watched Niecy Nash-Betts's Emmy Acceptance Award speech and the way she asked the post-Emmy question, the way she answered it, I would go find those two videos. She posted those two videos after so many people posted those two videos on Instagram. So you can just go to her Instagram account. You can find it. Amazing. Literally amazing. I'm going to put it to you this way. All success, including business success, comes down to a few simple things. One, you got to trust that the universe is for you. That as Gabby Bernstein wrote in her book, the universe has your back. Two, you have to have faith that you can and will achieve the goal, even if it takes you much longer than you think it will. You've got to believe that you have the capacity and the ability and you will achieve the goal. Three, you've got to have the willingness and ability to do the level of work through DMA. That's why I teach the Daily Massive Action Masterclass. You have to have the willingness and the ability to do the level of work through DMA that it will take to achieve the goal. For different people, it will require different levels of DMA. There's nothing fair about that. There's nothing nice about that. But one thing I can say for sure, you will not get to business success without DMA. You just won't. So if you're not consistent, if you're not putting in the hours that you know you need to put in for your specific business, then you know why you're getting the results you're getting. Four, all success, including business success, comes down to an unyielding belief in yourself that in dark moments will not let you give up. So much of life is a persistence game. It is a, I'm going to be the last man or woman standing. So much of life is that. And standing tall and standing proud and continuing to do the work. You, in order to get through the hard times of a business and building one, you have got to have an unyielding belief in yourself that in dark moments will not let you give up. Five, you've got to have a supportive tribe who'll pick you up when you fall, or at the very least, as I said earlier, not be in the presence constantly of people who love it when you lose. You know what I'm talking about. Why be around anybody who claps when you lose? Those people do not need to be in your presence. So even if you're in a moment where you do not have that inner circle and you do not have that amazing tribe, at least buffer your energy and protect your energy by not being in the presence constantly of people who bring you down. Hopefully you have both, but if you don't have the tribe, just make sure you're not putting in seat fillers who are bringing you down. And number six, make your success bigger than you by keeping your legacy, your why, in the forefront of your mind every step of the way. And your why has to be bigger than your immediate family. It has to be bigger than your children. It has to be bigger than your parents. It's got to be bigger, because there will be obstacles that really cause you to second guess what you're doing in business. So you've got to make your success bigger than just your immediate family. Legacy. Impact on a global basis. And some people might say to themselves, well, I'm not that big a deal that I would have a global impact. Butterfly effect, the ripple. It's one person's life is changed, and that person goes out and they change 10 lives. And then those 10 lives go out and they change 100, right? Like, I'm not saying you're the person that's going to, with your own touch, your own, maybe you will affect 10 million, but you don't need to worry about affecting 10 million. You need to change one person's life, the next person's life, and then that will ripple. That will give the butterfly effect. But if you don't use your voice, all of it, then you don't live your legacy. And if you don't live your legacy, you also, by default, keep others from living theirs to the extent that they could have had they known you, had they experienced you, had they seen you. That's the thing. Make your why bigger. Keep a legacy why in mind at all times, so that especially in the hard times, you are able to keep going, because you know that this thing, this business, this dream is bigger than you. Niecy Nashbett's Emmy Award acceptance speech was amazing. I encourage you to watch it several times. I encourage you to save it as a collection on Instagram. And every morning you just put that thing on repeat to get yourself started. Because what she said is not only the words of somebody who has lived this for decades, it is the words of someone who knows what it takes to succeed on a level no one thought she could. And maybe you're feeling that way in your business. Maybe you're feeling that way in your life. You need to keep around you the voices of people who have been where you are and who've done it. And then you need to replicate what they have done in their lives and build those habits into your life. That is the power of taking something like one Emmy Award acceptance speech and breaking it down to practical, tactical things you can do. Every single day you can wake up and say, I know the universe has my back and I'm not alone. The universe has got me. You can express gratitude every single day. Every single day you can find your tribe and love them hard. Every single day you can cultivate your own self-belief by cheering, clapping for, and recognizing your own brilliance every step of the way. Every day you can know that your work in the world gives a voice to many more people than you will ever come in contact with. And you can decide every single day to use your voice, all of it. Every single day you can wake up as a business owner and go, I get that my success is going to cost me something. And instead of begrudgingly doing the work, instead of resenting that you're losing things, instead of feeling like, oh, I have to do this and this, you go, it's not that I have to do this to build my business. I get to do this. You can honor the sacrifices you're making without bringing resentment or bitterness to the table of it. Your success will cost you. Just embrace it. Radical acceptance. Yes, it's going to cost me something. I'm going to have to make sacrifices, and I'm more than willing to. And then finally, from Niecy's speech, you can decide every single day that you're going to believe in yourself fiercely, unwaveringly, and relentlessly, and you're going to back that up by creating a calendar of daily massive action that at the end of every day, you look at it and you go, boom, I did that thing today. I put in the time, I put in the hours, I did the work, obstacles got in the way, and I still made it happen today. That's what it means to believe in yourself. It's not just the words you say. It's not just the affirmations you write. It's not just the hopes you have about the possibility of your success. True self-belief is demonstrated by what you do every single day, and more importantly, by what you do consistently over a long period of time. Look at your calendar. You will know what you believe by how you've spent the last week, the last month, and the last year. Decide today what you want today's calendar and this week's calendar and this month's calendar to look like, and then live according to that level of self-belief. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening to the latest episode of She Runs the Show. As always, please share this with somebody you know would love to hear it, would benefit from hearing it, and I look forward to talking to you on the next episode of She Runs the Show.